Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Travelers Institute of Risk and Resilience podcast explores the intersection of business, insurance, and public policy. It's hosted by Joan Woodward. She joins us now. Joan, as always, great to see you.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, Joan, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Travelers.
Sure. So I joined Travelers about 16 years ago from Goldman Sachs to start the Travelers Institute, which is our public policy, educational, and informational think tank. We're a think tank, but we're very much a do tank. We do a lot of events throughout the country, Canada and the UK, with agent and broker partners, as well as customers and clients. So it's a really terrific way to show our thought leadership in the industry. And so it's become a vehicle to convene people and, again, have conversations of importance like this today.
And we're here to talk about the podcast. Joan, what was the impetus for putting this podcast together?
Sure. So as you all know, when COVID hit, a lot of us were stuck at home. And so we developed a webinar series, and we called it Wednesdays with Woodward. And guess what day we record on, John?
I'm guessing Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern time. And we stood up that podcast. We've had about, the webinar series. We hosted about 130 of those. And we had a lot of feedback from our agent, broker, carrier partners saying, look, we'd like to listen to this as a podcast when they're skiing or golfing or gardening or in the car. And so what we did is took our webinar series, and we took kind of the best of, the most popular ones that are evergreen, that don't have a date in time, and we turned them into a podcast. We shortened them. We went back and interviewed other one of our guests. We have original content coming out now. And so it's really been a huge success on Spotify or Apple.
So Joan, you mentioned guests. What sort of guests do you have on the program?
So I have lots and lots of guests. About 50% of all of our podcasts are insurance-based. We go deep dive on different aspects of insurance. And then 50% are on non-insurance. So actually things that I'm frankly interested in. So career development, talking about generational, bringing more young people into our industry, bringing more diverse voices into our industry. I had a number of government guests, especially with our cybersecurity platform. So government entities, the Department of Homeland Security, talking about threats to cyber around the world. I've had a couple of secretaries of defense. One Republican, one Democrat, talking about the threats, the geopolitical threats, which obviously impact our business. I've had a number of economists, White House economists, Wall Street economists, talking about this recovery we're in and how fragile it could be. I've had political speakers come in because, frankly, we're all creatures of our surroundings. And so knowing more about these topics, although they're varied, they're not just insurance, I think I've had quite a good success with our listeners.
Joan, who are you finding your listeners to be?
So it's actually very varied. We have customers and clients. Agent and brokers are probably our number one constituency. We have a lot of students. So risk management schools, you and I were in St. John's not too long ago annually. The University of South Carolina has a risk management program. University of Texas, the Katie School of Business. A lot of risk management students are tuning in. We love that. As well as government entities. I mentioned we have a partnership with the Department of Homeland Security, Small Business Administration, and journalists like you writing about our podcast. So we're thrilled that it's taken off.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
I've got to imagine you're getting fabulous feedback. What are your listeners telling you, Joan?
Feedback's pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. And, you know, the other thing I strive is don't be boring. I'm not going to listen to a boring podcast. I'm just not. And so I want to be interesting. I want to add value and content. Content is very important. And thought leadership to show that Travelers is thinking deeply and broadly about a lot of issues in society today.
Joan, what are some of the big questions you're hoping to answer for your listeners?
Yeah. So again, there's a lot of, for example, our new project for 2025, I'll give you a little sneak peek under the hood, is workforce risk. And so we see every day in our workers' comp business, of course, people and the workforce, this conference we're in right now, workforce is varied. And we've had a lot of mental health issues coming out of COVID. We have to worry about our Gen Z, our millennials, our baby boomers. They all have different needs in our workforce. And so we try to talk about strategies for coping, strategies for being a better manager, giving techniques and tips for managers to help employees be engaged. Look, an employee that's engaged in their job is going to be much more profitable. They're going to care about it. And we need to care about our employees. And so that's a big part of Travelers. And so the workforce risk topic is going to be one we're going to be on for a couple of years.
There are so many platforms out there these days. Everybody's got a Substack, a blog, a YouTube, a TikTok, you name it. So how do you cut through all the white noise?
Yeah, there's a lot of noise for sure, not just in our industry, but out there. Again, try to provide good content, educational, informational, non-biased, non-partisan. And so someone learns something. So I want to be the opposite of cable news networks. I want to be the place where people come for good content, good speakers, make it interesting. Make it practical, because look, we all have busy lives and no one's going to tune into a boring podcast or one they're not going to get good information. So that's our thought leadership kind of North Star, if you will.
So, John, what are your future plans for the podcast?
Oh, the future's bright. Okay. As you can imagine, a lot more content, kind of short form, you know, interviewing interesting people like you about their career and how, what you've learned in the insurance industry. And so bringing those voices to the table that may not be heard so often, and also our experts. So at Travelers, I'm sure every company thinks they have the best experts, but we do. And so interviewing our thought leaders in each of our business disciplines is going to be something we'll have in the future. So deep dives into very narrow topics, if you will.
Joan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Certainly, John. Thanks for having me.
That was Joan Woodward from Travelers Institute Risk and Resilience. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.